Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. There's so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. There's really so little time to really get it all done. I mean, there's just so many news stories going on. So much information. They're literally trying to overwhelm us with news. And I just put in the test folder a Ron Paul update that we're going to get to in a second, Cameron, talking to the producer here just a minute. I just popped that in there, so it'll take a minute for it to be available. But I'm just telling you, there's so much news, it is shocking. The Biden administration will most likely rely on informants to betray everyone over the vaccine mandate, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they've got planned for you. Not only are we going to put together an unconstitutional, abusive, hostile mandate for experimental vaccines, experimental bioweapons. Not only are we going to do that, but then we're going to get your neighbors and turn everybody against everybody, all the way down to your local dog catcher, all the way down to your neighbor. And instead of having trust and thinking of your neighbor as yourself, doing to others as you would like them to do to you, all these guidelines that we got from our Savior, Jesus Christ, we're going to turn to government. It's going to be snitch nation. Okay? It's going to be don't trust your neighbor. In fact, you can't let your neighbor know anything you do. You can't let your neighbor hear you say anything or do anything, because if you do, your neighbor's going to be the snitch to just ruin your life there. What kind of a society will that make? I fear for it, ladies and gentlemen. I fear for it. All right, you know Donald Trump. There's a lot of talk about the Donald. And a lot of talk about him being a patriot's patriot. By golly, the best president we've ever known. On one hand of the coin, to the other is like, hey, Donald Trump's a criminal. He's part of the deep state. He's a bad guy. And you know what? To some degree, both may be elements of truth. But I know this. Operation Warp Speed, fast track of vaccines, was Donald's baby. And now just think what Biden's doing after he caught the ball from Donald's, I don't know what you want to call it, Hail Mary. And now Biden's got the ball carrying it for the Donald, right? Let's continue with this vaccine abuse. So that's how Donald's the bad guy. But Donald Trump Jr. is trying to make a name for himself and really getting big into politics as well. We've had him on this show. Sadly, he's hesitant to come back. I wonder what he's afraid of. Nevertheless, as you know, Donald Trump Jr. used to be married to Vanessa Trump. And they got divorced. They had five children, and they had troubles in their marriage for quite some time, many are saying, and they got divorced. I think it's a sad day. But Donnie got a new girlfriend, right? Most of you know it's Kimberly Guilfoyle. And I thought I'd do a little bit of an expose, if you didn't know, if you weren't aware, of who is Kimberly Guilfoyle. I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea who she is, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know, but she was the first lady of San Francisco some years ago. Did you know that? Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, used to be the first lady of San Francisco when her husband was the mayor. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. In 2001, Kimberly Guilfoyle married Gavin Newsom, now the governor of California. Yeah, that's right. They didn't get along too well, divorced in 06, I think it was, something like that. Then she worked at Fox News from 2006 to 2018. She co-hosted The Five on the network, by the way. So that's Kimberly Guilfoyle. Her family's liberal. Vanessa's family is liberal. Yeah, man, Donnie Jr. likes the liberal chicks, man. And Kimberly was literally married to Gavin Newsom, now the governor of California, a whacked out extreme governor, I'll tell you that. But I find it fascinating when we think just who is Kimberly. You think she's conservative. She was on, you know, a Donald Trump's advisor. Donald Trump used to be a Democrat, too. Kimberly, very liberal. Used to be married to Gavin Newsom, of all people. Now she's Donnie's girlfriend, and she's supposedly super conservative. These are the kind of people that Fox picks up, right? Just who is Kimberly Guilfoyle? Well, she used to be the first lady of San Francisco. In 2001, she married Gavin Newsom. She worked at Fox News for literally, what, 2006 to 18, 12 years? I find that very fascinating. Do you think she's really a conservative now? Do you think she really transformed from a super liberal to a super conservative now? What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? I just find that interesting. Interesting indeed. Because I didn't know much about Kimberly. You know, but now, you know, you see her on, you know, you saw her on Fox. You kind of know that side. But what about her origins? I mean, did you know, how many people know that Kimberly Guilfoyle was married to Gavin Newsom and now she's hanging out with Donald Trump Jr. on the, quote, conservative campaign trail with the Donald? Donald Trump's advisor is Kimberly. Imagine getting a chick that used to be married to Gavin Newsom in Democrat circles, an attorney, a prosecutor attorney. This is Kimberly. And getting her to be your advisor. And see, Donald's got all the wrong advisors, man. You got his daughter an advisor and her husband, Jared. These advisors, very liberal. You got Donnie's girlfriend now, Kimberly, very liberal. No wonder Trump made some of the decisions that he made. He's got all the wrong advisors, I'll tell you that. Yeah, the first lady of San Francisco married to Gavin Newsom. Reincarnate. Now she's, reincarnate, whatever you want to say, morphed politically, a chameleon. Now she's Donald's advisor. And then we say, Donald, hey, he's the most conservative president we've ever known. By golly, he got ripped off in the elections. As if the Democrats are the only ones committing election fraud and Republicans never do that. And then we run around and go, what? Man, Donald sure got ripped off. Well, now it turns out that Newsom's vanishing act, he literally got the COVID shot booster. He vanished from society for about 11 to 12 days. He just showed up. But they say his vanishing act linked to a horrific COVID shot reaction, reports are now alleging. WND.com with the article. But two different reports now have linked the several days long disappearance of California Governor Gavin Newsom to COVID shots and the reaction that he suffered from those COVID shots. The source asked to not be identified. That's interesting. But described Newsom's symptoms as similar to those suffered by patients with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yeah, it doesn't go well. Going out in public is kind of a problem when that happens, right? Anyway, so, you know, I don't know, but the governor denying it. The governor in his office saying, no, I just had some family concerns. My kids wanted me for Halloween. What? What are you talking about, man? Halloween was like last month, buddy. It ain't got nothing to do with it. But he claims he just had his kids and he needed to do things at home. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's the chief of the CHD, said if it's true that the governor has suffered debilitating neurological injuries following vaccination, then it raises grave ethical questions about his seemingly dishonest efforts to conceal his injuries while at the same time implementing aggressive policies to force the children and working people of California to endure the same risks that he had bad luck with. In other words, hey, if he really did have bad effects from the COVID and he's now hiding that, shame on him when he's forcing kids and workers to suffer the same fate. Shame on the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. He used to be married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is now Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. Very strange circles, ladies and gentlemen. If you were super conservative, would you marry a girl like that? And you would say, well, you know what? Sometimes you get married and you don't really have political aspirations or knowledge, and then you wake up and, man, you're married. That's a different discussion. Kimberly's got a past, a history, long as your arm, that you can see in politics. And so does Donald Jr. But they're two politically opposites, big time, if you will. Kimberly, I guess, has one child. Yeah, you know, there you have it. But she's a good fundraiser. They say she's a good prosecuting attorney. Very, very strange stuff, if you ask my opinion. But is it true? Is it true that Governor Newsom had a bad reaction to the Coco shot? How do we find out the truth on that, ladies and gentlemen? We have two reports saying it's true. How many, what do we got to do when the governor denies it? How do we demand or get the truth? Huh? The truth is hard to come by sometimes, isn't it? All right, quick pause. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, Liberty News Radio, LovingLiberty.net. And by the way, the Loving Liberty website has an incredible app, Android or iPhone, where you can download and listen to live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. You can also follow the Twitter feed, give feedback, make donations, and a whole lot more with the app. Get yours today. Newsom's vanishing act is very interesting. Really, two reports link his days-long disappearance to Coco bad reaction from shot. Governor says not true. But you know what? How do we get to the truth? Two reports say it's true. And as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, there's a serious problem if it is true. Literally suffering yourself and then forcing children and the workforce to suffer the same possible fate that you're experiencing now, What is up with these people? All right, ladies and gentlemen, they say it's finally happening. Trump is officially launching, quote, Truth Social. And that's his new social media news site or social media site called Follow the Truth. Yep, it's called Truth Social. That's why the slogan, tagline, Follow the Truth. Truth Social, by the way, they say is America's big tent social media platform that encourages an open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating against political ideology. Join the waiting list, it says. Now, this is my problem. I have heard for literally years, Donald's getting in the media. Donald's going to launch his own TV network, his own radio station, his own TV station, his own whatever, whatever. And I've heard it forever. And every day or every other day, I get new emails. Are you going to sign up for Don's this? Are you going to be part of Donald's that? Are you going to show your loyalty to Donald and sign up for his? Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump hasn't done anything in the media yet. Oh, I know he did Apprentice. I understand. But I'm talking about in modern day. He hasn't put together a media political network. They've taken him off of Twitter and all that stuff for literally almost 2 years now, right? Or a year and a half at least. No Twitter, no Facebook for you, Donald. Then I hear that Donald's going to be creating his own network he created from the desk of Donald Trump, which cranked up, was short-lived, and got shut down. Now I hear that he's going to create this social media network, Truth Social. But my problem with this, ladies and gentlemen, is I hear over and over and over that it's coming. Sam, sign up. Sam, are you part of it? Sam, will you be involved in it? Sam, will you? But every time I turn around, I don't see it happening. If I go to truthsocial.com right now, right? On the web, if I just go to truthsocial.com, I'll tell you what I get. I get a page. It says Follow the Truth. Truth Social, and then it's what I read you. It's America's Big Tent, Honest Global Conversation. Then there's an App Store thing. Then there's a Join the Waiting List. It wants my first name, my last name, my mobile number, or my email. Then it's, I agree to Truth Social's terms of service and privacy policy. I also agree to emails from Truth Social, and I agree that I can opt out of the Truth Social subscription at any time. Then there's a sign up button, privacy policy, terms of service. Then there's a CCPAC privacy policy and a GDPR policy, which I don't even know what those are. But there you have that. And if you dig into the privacy policy and the terms of service on Donald Trump's media platform, Truth Social, where you can't really sign up, it just says, hey, get on a waiting list. They say, welcome to the team. Oh, they call it the Team Media website. This site's been created for your entertainment as well as for educational and personal use. Please read Section 17s and 18s carefully because they have a binding arbitration agreement and a class action waiver, which may affect your legal rights. Why are they doing that? They say these, you know, constitute a legally binding agreement between you and then this media tech group. Intellectual property rights, privacy policy. Wow. User representations, registration, communication preferences and consent, prohibited activities. Listen to this. Remember, he touts this website, Truth Social, which isn't even launched yet, but every day I hear it's launched. It just isn't, right? prohibited activities, okay? Terms of service. You may not access or use the site for any purpose other than that for which we make the site available. That could be anything they want, couldn't it? The site may not be used in conjunction with any personal endeavors except that or those that are specifically endorsed or approved by us. As a user of the site, you agree not to systematically retrieve data or other content from the site to create or compile, or either directly or indirectly, a collection, a compilation, database, or directory without written permission from us to make any unauthorized use of the site, including connecting usernames or email addresses of users by electronic or other means for the purpose of sending unsolicited email or any created automated accounts by false pretenses. Use a buying agent or purchasing agent to make purchases on the site. Use the site to advertise or sell goods or services. Anyway, circumvent, disable security features. Engaged, unauthorized framing or linking to the site. Tricked, defraud, or mislead other users. Make improper use of our support services. Anyway, they got a big, long list. I don't understand. You can't use any part of any effort to compete with us or otherwise use the site and or content for any revenue generating endeavor or commercial enterprise. Wow. Now listen to this. You may not harass, annoy, intimidate, or threaten any of our employees or agents engaged in providing any portion of the site to you. Anyway, it's a big, long agreement. You cannot, listen to this, disparage, tarnish, or otherwise harm, in our opinion, us or the site. Anyway, wow. Anyway, it's a big, long agreement. I don't even know how to respond to how long it is. Anyway, there's Donald's, quote, Truth Social. But I don't see it. I just hear everybody asking me if I'm going to be a member of it over and over and over. But I can't even sign up for it unless I get a personal invite, which means really a beta right now. But aren't you hearing everywhere that it's being released? I just find it very strange. Very strange indeed. That it's never really happening at all. It's just they talk about it. You know what, Donald? I can help you launch your media service, buddy, faster than whoever you've got doing it for you can do it. Why don't you start with radio, buddy? We could literally crank up a radio channel for you in less than a couple of weeks. We could put it together full of hosts. All right, you don't want to do radio. Maybe Brighty on TV could put you up a TV channel, Donald. Maybe Ben Swan could put up a channel for you. I mean, they're working on the Sovereign TV network as well. There's a lot of us that are already doing this, President Trump. Why don't you fund us, support us, and partner with us? Your vaporware system, I'm just not seeing anything real. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with four felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
President Biden has chosen not to sign the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law until next week.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
Before that stop in Baltimore, the president was in Delaware, where he attended a funeral for that state's first ever female governor. The former governor, Ruth Minner, died last week at 86. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thursday night football tonight has the Ravens at the Dolphins. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Sam Bushman on your radio. You know, I play a lot of Ron Paul stuff or Rand Paul stuff because, you know what? I know they're not perfect, but I think they do the best job of almost anybody out in the media. A lot of people do a really good job, but Ron has just done a great job for years. And Ron Paul literally exposes how hostile these vaccine executives are. Really are. Pfizer's CEO critics are criminals. This came out yesterday. It's on the Ron Paul Report, basically. I can't play it all. It's like 27 minutes long, but I got the relevant clip here. I want you to listen to this. Ron Paul.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With us today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host.
Bill Gates has been a villain. He's still a villain, but I think we have a new arch villain. His name is Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer. If I were his PR advisors, I would have told him to stay behind the curtain, because once he emerged from the curtain, really the true extent of his evil is exposed out there for everyone. My first impression upon seeing the interview, and we'll watch a little bit of it, but does this sound like a man who's very confident in his company or his product, that he has to go around saying the people who demonize, who say anything about my product, are criminals? And here's this quote about people who spread, quote, misinformation on the shots. Quote, these people are criminals, he told Atlantic Council CEO. They're not bad people, they're criminals, because they have literally cost millions of lives. A, he sounds pretty unhinged to me, and we'll have actually a clip from the weirder part of that interview coming up. but he talks about dark forces going after him and his company. He sounds a little paranoid and a little unhinged. But let's look at this at the word misinformation. I wonder who he's talking about. Is he talking about Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, because she said these vaccines do not prevent transmission. So maybe she's the one who's a criminal. Misinformation. Is it the CDC itself that's criminal? Is it the VAERS database, the adverse reactions database? Because we see 17,000 apparently vaccine-related deaths attributed in the VAERS database. Again, we don't know because they haven't been investigated. But if I were Albert Bourla and someone were asking me about this and misinformation, I would say, you know what? We are concerned about these 15, 17, however many thousand people that are in this. So we're going to take a little bit of our huge chunk of profit from these shots, and we're going to disprove all those misinformation people. We're going to put some money in and investigate every one of those adverse deaths, and we're going to show you that they're not in any way related to the vaccine. There you go. You put your money where your mouth is, and you could shut everyone up who's getting increasingly concerned about it.
Yes, and he uses a strong term, criminal. Criminals are to be arrested, they're to be punished, they are to be destroyed. And he did try to qualify that it's not everybody, it's just a few people who have these controls. So he doesn't blame everybody, but he certainly works on the effort of conveying information to everybody and the people who are the real enemies that don't agree with him. And I keep thinking, you know, if you're going to call them criminals, there must be some. You know, in the old days, we used to think that to be charged as a criminal, you had to be tried, you had to be charged with something, and you had to have juries and trials. But this is the case; you're just labeled.
Yeah,
you're labeled, and it's always who's the decider. But I think we had a president once that used to call himself the decider.
Yeah.
He's the president. He's the decider. This guy's not even the president, but he works with the president. He's the president of a big company. Maybe the big companies are the real presidents, you know, when you think about the deep state. So maybe psychologically he thinks, well, he talks like, and you pointed it out in your opening statement, he talks as if he is, by golly, the decider.
Yeah.
And they should. Should be punished, and so interesting, because it's not when they're needing to, you know, we're at a point where it looks like things are turning around, turning our direction, and there's more resistance than ever before, and they're buckling down. So that might be a sign that they're not confident that they're spouting off, because they're afraid they're not winning this argument. And when they see the crowds, you know, standing out there resisting arrests, and what I think is pretty neat is, you know, I loved it when the mothers and you know, went out there to protect their kids. But what about the working man? The working man is generally thought, you know, to be the friend of big government and band-aids, and the government's going to take care of them. But it's interesting now that so many of them are resisting, and so many of them, you know, are either being fired or quitting just because of the over emphasis on the government mandates, which is the opposite of liberty. People still, you know, value their liberty.
Yeah. Well, let's look at our new villain, arch villain of the week, right? Let's look at this first clip. Here he is, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. He makes more money than you do by about a factor of a zillion. But he thinks you're a criminal. But here's the funny thing, Dr. Paul. He says people who spread misinformation about the vaccine are criminals, as you say, implying, of course, they should go to the gulag. Well, look at this next clip, and I'm scratching my head reading it. This is it. This is just a picture. But look at this next picture here, if we can put it up. This is Bourla in the same interview. He said Tuesday that life for many people can, quote, go back to normal once many of the unvaccinated get vaccinated. Quote, the only thing that stands between the new way of life and the current way of life is, frankly, hesitancy to vaccinations. But you know what? I think he's the one spreading misinformation. Because as we've done on this show, and as so many have done, If you look at the countries with the highest percentage of vaccinations, Israel, number one, UK, Lithuania, every country with huge 85, 90% fully vaccinated, they are now the countries with the highest level of outbreaks. So what he said is frankly disinformation, misinformation. I think he needs to turn himself in.
You know, of course, is an ally with Bill Gates.
But ladies and gentlemen, he can turn himself in for being a criminal. Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, also says that vaccine refusers are murderous criminals who seek to stop the new way of life trying to come in. This just shows the more you hear from these criminal leaders, whether it be whacked out Fauci, whether it be Joe Biden, whether it be this whacked out Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla. These guys are just dishonest. This guy says, because I'm a vaccine refuser, that I'm a criminal because I'm costing lives. Well, I don't know if you know, ladies and gentlemen, but I got the COVID for sure once, I believe twice. And I bring this up because I just took an antibody test. Of course, they say antibody tests can't be used to tell you how safe you are or not or whatever. But I went down there and I got a blood antibody test. And the test has a ratio. And I don't know everything about this. I got to call the testing company to get more data, more intel on this. But basically, here's how the test is. If you have it below the number one, then you don't have antibodies from COVID, right? If you have above one, then you say, yes, you have COVID antibodies. Then they go on to say, but you know what? This test can't tell you whether you have enough antibodies to be safe. I'm trying to think of what the word is, where you can't get the COVID. They don't know the number for that. So there you have it. But I had a 10.46 on my antibody score. So in other words, the number is number one above. You've got COVID antibodies below a one. I've got 10 times that antibodies in my system. Now, I don't know what a vaccinated person would have. And I don't know how that would compare to the 10, meaning if somebody else had a 20 and I had a 10, are they less likely to get the COVID than me? I don't think they know. They don't have that word, right? Think about that. But I look at it and I go, so I've got 10 times the antibodies of what's, you know, necessary to determine. And I think, you know, am I safe and effective to walk around? I've got natural immunity. Big time, right? But they don't give any credence to that at all. There you have it. What a shame. And they say I'm spreading misinformation. How many antibodies does the vaccine give you? Do they know? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to respond to the misinformation. This is just shocking, the information that's coming out as they continue to deny the truth. So Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says that vaccine refusers are criminals, murderous criminals, who are trying to stop the new way of life from coming in. I want to know what he means by new way of life. But the Pfizer CEO says critics are criminals as well, and that anybody that's spreading disinformation is a criminal. But now let me give an example. I told you vaccines weren't safe and effective. And they say, oh, yes, they are, Sam. And then we say, well, you guys used to say that it developed an immunity. Now it's just provides greater defense. But there's no test even after a vaccine that could tell you how safe you are or anything like that. Well, there's a guy by the name of Dr. Ramirez. Now, listen carefully to how they manipulate the data. So remember, the Pfizer CEO says if you're spreading information on coronavirus, you're a criminal. So he's admitting that he's a criminal. But nevertheless, so is Dr. Ramirez, because listen to this. They say it's possible to receive vaccines and not develop antibodies, says Dr. Ramirez. They say this can be a failure of the individual's immune system to respond to the vaccine and to generate antibody responses. So let me explain to you, this is how they're telling you that the vaccines are safe and effective. It's never the vaccine's fault. If you take a vaccine and you don't generate any antibodies from it, it's not the vaccine's failure. It is your immune system's failure, says Dr. Ramirez. It's a failure of the immune system to respond to the vaccine and develop antibodies. So your immune system failed. The vaccine didn't fail, don't you know? Now let that sink in for a second, my fellow Americans. Think about that. You've got the Pfizer CEO saying anybody spreading disinformation is a criminal. And then you've got this Dr. Ramirez saying, hey, it's possible to receive vaccines and not develop antibodies. Why? Because the immune system in the individual fails. It's not the vaccine that fails. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Okay, what happens when you're vaccinated and you transmit coronavirus? Right? Well, it's not the vaccine that failed. Your immune system failed. Right? Can vaccinated people transmit COVID-19 to others is the question? Yeah. They say it might occur at a lower rate if you're vaccinated. New data released by the CDC showing that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant can carry detectable viral loads similar to the people who are unvaccinated. Think about it. New data released by the CDC showing that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant can carry detectable viral loads similar to those people who are unvaccinated. So I got a question. If this CEO is saying, hey, anybody spreading misinformation is a criminal, to tell me your virus vaccination is safe and effective, and then we find out that it's possible to receive vaccines and not develop antibodies, and it's your immune system that we're going to blame, and then for the new data released by the CDC showing that vaccinated people show infection viral loads, detectable viral loads, similar to those people who are not vaccinated. What does that mean? It means that the vaccine doesn't work, folks. If you don't develop antibodies, they want to blame it on your immune system. If you can spread it, they just want to say, hey, wow. They're wanting to know, should we even measure breakthrough cases? They're lying. How easily can vaccinated people spread COVID-19? The fear of breakthrough COVID-19 infection spoiled the summer. But is it a fear, ladies and gentlemen? Or is it a reality of these breakthrough connections? They say vaccinated people are less likely to spread COVID. How do you know? How do you know? Wow. There you have it. So I look at this and I say, you know what? These people are flat out criminals. They say Moderna's vaccine creates twice as many antibodies as Pfizer's vaccine, study says. Story by Carolyn Criss. If one vaccine generates twice the antibodies as the other, is it legitimate to have both of them on the market? Yeah, this is according to a letter published in JAMA. The study compared the level of antibodies produced against the coronavirus spike protein. They say the research didn't measure the neutral antibodies or over time efficacy. They say a slightly higher peak. There's a host of assumptions that have not been evaluated. So what's the value to then say, hey, if you got the Moderna vaccine, they average 2,881 units per milliliter, who then got the other one who only had 1,000-something units per milliliter. Those who previously contracted COVID-19 had higher levels. But they only compared people that are vaccinated. They didn't see who only had the coronavirus, but not the vaccine. So does the different antibody levels mean better vaccine efficacy? So now they don't even know about the antibodies, ladies and gentlemen. They really don't. They don't know if you have more antibodies, if it'll last longer or do you better. Think about that for a minute. We don't know if more antibodies means that you'll have longer protection. And we also don't know if the greater number of antibodies protects you more. Well, if you don't know that, then how are you going to say that since the vaccines create antibodies, that it's better to be vaccinated? If you don't know about the higher number, how do you know that boosting the number helps, in other words? Think about that. But then I say, I say that they don't know these things. Then they say, I'm spreading disinformation. I don't understand how to respond to that. Okay, I don't know how to respond to that, and I'll tell you why. If you don't know if the increased number of antibodies makes a difference, and you don't know what level it needs to be, but you say that one Moderna's creates twice as many antibodies as Pfizer's, and you don't know what that means, right? If you don't know what that means in terms of its effectiveness or anything else, how can you tell me that the vaccine even helps at all? What measurements are you using to determine that the vaccine helps? And if you can't tell me that the number of antibodies make a difference, then why would I take a shot that gives half the number of antibodies versus a shot that gives me twice as much? Which one's better to take? Well, here's the interesting thing. Don't they say that both of those are like 90-something plus effective? Well, if that's true, then double the amount of antibodies doesn't matter too much, does it? Well, if double the number of antibodies don't matter, how much antibodies do we need? And they don't know. But then why does it matter that Moderna's vaccine creates twice as many antibodies as Pfizer's vaccine? Why does it matter? Well, we don't know. Then I say the fact that they don't know is a problem because they're telling me that I got to get a vaccine to be safe and effective. But if they don't know how much antibodies we got to have and one gives twice as much as the other, who's peddling misinformation? Is it me? Or is it them? And then they're literally doubling down and pointing to us as criminals when they blatantly state that they don't know. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem in America. The problem is that they are demanding you do certain things without evidence, without proof of what they're claiming. And then they double down and say that I'm involved in misinformation. But the CDC has been giving misinformation. They're the ones that said you didn't need a mask before you do need a mask. They're the ones that said as soon as we get, hey, you know, even a 50, 60, 70% of the population vaccinated, no problem. We'll be out from under the co-co. No, well, we're sorry. That's not really true. Well, it was true until variant D came out. Or the Delta variant or whatever. New data was released by the CDC showing that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant can carry detectable viral loads same as the other guys. Well, that's not what they said before. They said the vaccines, you know, you won't be able to spread the virus. That's why they could run around without masks, but we had to have masks on the unvaxxed. That's why they could, right? But yet, they're saying to us that if we're spreading disinformation, we're criminals. What about their spreading of disinformation? Well, they're just saying we're following the science and the science changes. And then they say that we're not following the science. Well, it all depends on how you define science. What a scary scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. When the folks supposedly following the science aren't very scientific, huh? And when the court says stay the order and President Biden says continue anyway, we're becoming a lawless nation and we shall reap the whirlwind as a result. Our prayers are with the greatest country on the face of the earth. I am Sam Bushman. God bless America.